evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. My name is Tungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganyahuye this Friday, June the 12th, 2020, where I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic currently sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we currently have 332 cases of positive COVID-19 cases, Tunga, and 4 deaths. Over to you.
Indeed, Mav, a statement by the Minister of Health yesterday, like Marvelous has just said, says that there's 12 people who were found with coronavirus yesterday, and all but one of them are returnees from South Africa. Meaning, ukuthi lamgathesi silabantu abangu 332 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane we coronavirus elizweni. Esingathi sebesindile kulomkhuhlane sebengu 51 ngemva kokuba kubele 2 more recoveries. Izolo asebefile balokhu bebane. Esikunanzelelayo ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqhubeka usabalala mpela ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ipopulation yabantu abavela phandle, Mozambique, South Africa, leBotswana, kodwa iSouth Africa ihamba phambili. And today we saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa updating the nation on the way forward concerning the coronavirus lockdown and some of the highlights. Mr. Mnangagwa said that we will gradually open the economy as we move forward. He said that those in the informal economy, like informal traders, including vendors, they must register with government before they are allowed to open. He also said that the nation remains at level 2 of the lockdown. And interestingly, Mr. Mnangagwa lifted the moratorium on rentals. He says that homeowners can now charge rent, even the arrears that they were prohibited from demanding in the past 2 months. Yikho ke okuvele kubaba uMnangagwa lamhlanje imbiko ayethulele isizwe, uveze njalo lokuthi ufisa umkhuhlane lo udlule uphele masinyane ngoba ufuna abantu ba-enjoy, bakholise ama-freedoms, inkululeko athi wabapha yona eze ethathe umbuso kumongameli Robert Mugabe. Ama-freedoms la kufana uthe umeshene i-freedom of speech, i-freedom of assembly. Uthe abantu kumele bavunyelwe njalo ukuthi bavote kukhetho olukhululekileyo. Njalo uthe uhulumende wakhe ufuna umnotho uvulwe asungule imisebenzi. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Sizakhuluma labamabandla ezombusazwe achiyeneyo kanye labaku-informal sector. Maf.
Aiwa, kuneo vachangubwa kupinda mchirongwa, tino kutinga midzai, ndiri kuno ku Washington DC, uko ndiri kutefenyura na ndiri kumba, pamsoro pedambu zikore COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus, iro rateke shira pasi rose. Parizvino munyika mune vanhu 332 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko iri. Uyezve tinoona kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedambudziko iri vakawanikwawo vachinaya. Asi kwozoita vamwe vanhu vana vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko iri vakawanikwa ivo vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Nasi taona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo pamusoro peyavanoti iyo lockdown yavari kuti nyika parizvino iri mulevel 2. munoreva ivo kuti avo vaye vanoita mabasa emaoko vanokwanisa kunyoresa kuhurumende kuitira kuti vadzokere kunoita mabasa avo emaoko. Vataura zvakare sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita mutungamiri Nkomo mumwe wangu kuti pane zvizhinji zvavari kuda kuti zvigadziriswe panyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 kuti vanhu vaenderere mberi vachiita upenyu hwavo sezvawanga uri COVID-19 isati yapinda munyika. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kuziva ipo pano kuti imi kwamuri ikoko ndezvipi zvamukatarisana nazvo. Tawanikwa zvakare vachibvisa mutongo uye wanga uchitaurira vaye vane dzimba dzavo vanga vanoti vatingati vanorojesa dzimba kuti pari zvino vaakukwanisa ivo kuvhunza mari dzemarent. Sekuti tinoona kuti vanga vakamboti pari zvino munguva yapfuura vanhu vanga vasingakwanisa kunge vachibvunza mari yemarent, asi vataura ivo kuti kana uine imba yako unogona uchibvunza mari yerent uyezve uchibvunza zvakare mari yemaarias ako. Saka zvimwe zvezvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa, tichitarisa zvakare kuti nemusi wemuvhuro uri kunziwo izuva reNational Day of Prayer and Fasting, apo vamwe vazhinji vari kuti nekuoma kwaita zvinhu vari kutowanikwa ivo vari kuita prayer and fasting kwavari ikoko. Saka vanoda kuti tinge tiri kuziva ipo pano tichange tiine vanyarikani. Tichitaura zvakare panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika, apo tinoziva kuti pane mapisha-pisha ari kuitika akawanda munyika pari zvino. Saka zvimwe zvatichange tiri kuziva Ntunga.
Thank you there, Mav. Navasanda Sikuma singo msakazo we Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngodaba lwe coronavirus. Sibone uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sethula umbiko obalulekileyo eveza ukubana ufuna umnotho welizwe uvule, kodwa kuyiwa phambili uthe uZulu kumele alimuke abe careful, aqhubeke ezivikela ngokugqoka amamaski kanye lokuhlanza izandla ngaso sonke isikhathi. Kale ngesilaye lamhlanje iguest yethu umnyarikani wedu wekutanga ndiva Dr. Masimba Mavaza, vanovachi pangamazano chezanu PF kuUK munyadze mutemo. Vamavaza, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. I think we are having some audio issues there with Dr. Mavaza, but let's you know, give him a chance maybe to reconnect. Mava Menova, Dr. Mavaza, wanga uchivanzwa.
Akwete handisi kuvanzwa dzimwe dzenguva sezvinhu zvatiche pa internet kudai kana network isina kumira zvakanaka. Inogona kumboti tisanzwanane, asi ngavagadzirise maheadphones avo kuitira kuti tinzwanane. But tiri ipapo Ntunga, ngatimbotarisa hedu kuti pasi rose uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 hwakamira sei pari zvino, nokuti tinoona kuti America pari zvino ndo ine vanhu vakati wandei vabatwa nedambudziko iri. Globally pane vanhu 7.5 million vabatwa nedambudziko iri, 421 vachidaudzira vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Imo muno muAmerica mune vanhu 2 million zvichidaudzira vabatwa nedambudziko iri, 113,820 vakawanikwa vachishaya. MuWashington DC munova muri mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri pane vanhu 9,589 vabatwa nedambudziko iri, 502 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka vana chiremba vakawanda vari kuramba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti rambai makagara mudzimba kana zvichikwanisika, uyezve gezai maoko, pfekai mamaski. Over to you, Ntunga.
Yes, Mava, let's try and bring in Dr. Mavaza again. Dr. Mavaza, can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly. Makudinzwere.
Ndakukunzai, tinotenda kuuya pachirongwa. Let's dive in. President Mnangagwa says he's eager to reopen the economy, but also the numbers of positive cases are going up. How do you balance the two?
The first issue we look at here is the government is taking life more important than economy. But however, life is watered by the economy itself. So the two things are 50-50. But at the end of the day, life is useless when we are not eating. And eating is useless when you have no life or when you have no health. So in the situation catch 2020, the president is now opening the economy section by section in order to manage the virus and managing the economy and managing the people. Because if everything is to be opened at once, it will be a disaster. That's why the president is urging people, while we prioritize life over the economy, but we cannot survive without eating, without feeding. So what people have to understand and what the government is putting forward is that the lockdown itself is not a treatment for the virus. It is only a way to curtail the spread or the speed of the spreading of the virus. It is just breaks. So in other words, while we are breaking, we are finding ways, treatment and other ways of stopping it completely. There is no way we can say the virus is over unless we've got a treatment for it. So the worldwide, there is no treatment for the virus. Not even in Madagascar, where they claim they got the treatment. They have turned back and said, no, it's not treating everything else but some few symptoms. So in other words, yes, it is important that the economy be opened.
Thank you there, Dr. Mavaza. Udokotela Masimba Mavaza, ngwebandla leZanu PF. Silo Mnumzana Michael Mdlandlandi weni njalo. Owenhlanganiso ye Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association. Na Mnumzana Ndiweni siya kwamukela kuhlelo.
Mnumzana Mthungameli, lishona njani?
Hayi, sijonile, singabuza wena.
Hayi, khonokho nje.
Hayi, kuyabongeka Ndiweni. Ngilethemba umbonile uMongameli Mnangagwa. Uthi lina abaku informal sector yebo ufuna ukuvula umnotho, kodwa uthi kumele libhalise kuqala njengabantu abazisebenzayo ukuze livunyelwe ukuvula. Likwamukele njani lokho?
Siwubonile umbiko okhomba ukuthi wona kuthiwa abantu ukuze besebenze kumele kube lobufakazi ukuthi babhalisile. Akusicacelanga ukuthi kutshoni khona lokho. Kubhaliswa ngapi, njani? Akucacanga, so asizange ukuthi vele kufuneka abantu benzeni, ngoba esikwaziyo abaningi abathengisayo ngabantu abalama license okuthengisa abathola kuma-local authorities abasebenzela khona, ngabe kuyiBulawayo City Council, ngabe kuyiRobben City Council, ngabe kuyiVictoria Falls Municipality, ngabe kuyiBeitbridge. Umuntu ayevele enesithuphanyana igwaliba litshengisa ukuthi uyathengisa. So lokho kusho kumongameli ukuthi abantu kumele babhalise, asisize ukuthi uthi senze njani, akucacanga.
But is it not a good idea maybe uwenzela ukuthi bebekwazi ukuthi balilandela njani ukuze babone ukuthi liyazilandela yini iziqondiso ze-coronavirus zokwenqabela lomkhuhlane, ukufana labo social distancing lokunye?
Nginakana ukuthi mina kumele izinto zikhulunywe zicace. Ungathi abantu babhalise, babhalisa kuphi umnyango, babhalisa ini yakhona? Akucacanga kuphi ukuthi abantu babhalise, kubhaliswani? Ngoba nje bangisisho Mthungameli kanye nabalaleli nababukela ukuthi abantu abathengisayo bathengisa bebhalisile kuma-local authorities, kuma-council abasebenzela khona, okukhomba ukuthi abaningi bayaziwa. Ukuthi bayathengisa, bathengisa izinto ezithize, basebenzela endaweni ethize. Ngikhuluma kunje nje iBulawayo City Council ilomkhankaso wambuhlelo lokuthi abantu bayethengisela kwindawo ezithize. Iyakhipha umbiko wokuthi abantu babhalise, bagcwalise amafomanyana, bathumele ekhansili akhombisa ukuthi basebenzela ngaphi. Ngohlelo lwabo lolutsho lokuthi baguqule indawo yokuthengisela, abantu bayethengisela kwezindawo ezithize, abanye basuka edolobheni sedolobho e-CBD. Kodwa lokho khunye ngumongameli, thina kusicacela ukuthi uthi sibhaliseni, sibhalise njani, ngizaphinda. Akucacanga ukuthi kubhaliswani, ngoba njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi kuvele nje abantu abathengisayo babhalisile abaningi bakhona, abanye bakuma-associations. injani isifane zethu obvta nezinye nje eziningi umuntu esikwazi ukuthi ona selungile nje elithengisela emagwegwe elithengisela ephumula elithengisela kosekusile elithengisela intumbane complex sabe sikwazi umuntu loyo ubhalisile futhi kithi so angikwazi ukuthi babhalisa kuyiphi i-department kumbe kuphi umnyango ngesiNdebele Ministry of Industry Ministry of SMEs iBulawayo City Council akucacanga kupho ngoba ngumbiko ukuthi abantu babhalise batshengisele ubufakazi kubani njani ngathi konke lokho akukhulunywa.
Kubeka ubambile khonapho ndiweni usecingweni Mdimbo Wunza my co-host Mav aze nabandiweni Mav tazvinzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa asi hanzi havana kujekesa kuti kana vachiti we have to register vari kurevei because tine maassociations already sevanhu vanorarama nekutengesa my informal traders in our association we are registered already saka nekuti tino register kupi havana kujekesa zvakawanda ipapo
aiwa ichokwadi ndakateerera ndanzwa ipapo vachichema chema kuti ehe tanzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vati vanoita zvekutengesa mumigwagwa ngavanyorese asi vanonyoresa kupi saka ndozvatichange tiri kuzeyawo munguva inotevera iyoyi kuti dai panyatsojekeswa ndtunga kuti vanhu ava vari kunyoresa kupi nekuti vane maorganization avo nemaassociation avo avari kushanda vari pasi pavo nakudhara saka zvinoreva here kuti kana uri muassociation yakati waakubuda imomo uchinonyoresa kugovernment here kana kuti kwete ndofunga tichazobvunza variko avo vepazvano pf kuti tinzwe kuti zvii zviri kunyatsotaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika panyaya yekunyoresa nekuti ndanzwa ivo vachitaura kuti hanzi zvakanaka kuti vanhu vanyorese nekuti vanenge vaakuzivikanwa kuti vari kupi uyezve kana vachida zvikwanisiro zvakadai semamaski nezvimwe vawanikwe kuti vanenge vari papi asi sekutaura kwaita vari panapa vari kubulawayo vati havasi kuziva pari zvino kuti kunonyoreswa kwacho ndekupi
Timbo Unza Dr. Mavanza the Zanu PF as we try to get in touch with somebody from the MDC. Dr. Mavanza Manza Muvunzwa Mavila Sanzi vanandiweni ava ndivo vari muinformal sector yacho saka vari kushamisika kuti kwakunzi tiregister futi kupi because already tine maassociations edu hurumende inoziva where to find us kana vachida
hurumende iri kuda kuti muregiste taakuregista inonzi bouncing back registration taakuregista kuti taadzoka mukubasa saka zvavanoita sematsanangurirwo kungoti hazvina kunyatsobuda pachena but manyorero azvakaitwa munoenda kucouncil yenyu because this my vendors normally ari governed nema councils avo then you put the list yevanhu venyu vari kudzoka maareas avari kuti vari pamaketi yakati vangani varikwanisa kudzoka then you write their list and their names yopiwa council then council inolayeza nelocal government which then goes up to the COVID team iri kuita oversee the whole COVID fight. Saka zvichinge zvaitika, it becomes easier kuti the COVID team in every province, they are able to know how many people are on the street at a particular time and what measures can they put to keep the social distancing and any other precautive measures which would assist the people kuti vasabata chirwere ichi nekukasika. Saka in short is to go and get your name registered with your organization, then your organization takes the list of the names to the council. Then council, Makanzuri Enyu, will take it to the local government, who will then address the COVID task force, Yem Province Venyu. This process will take only a day, because Vagara mune list of my vendors, you've got the list of any other informal traders. So you go through your associations, and they are the ones who take the names of those who are ready and willing to come back now. And that will be done by Monday. Every name would be in the with the COVID task force. And by so doing, everybody is known where you are and what is needed. And which area in the concentration, I wonder, and if there's fumigation to be done, the government knows where to allocate more resources to fight this. It depends which way, which area is a lot of people.
And also, Dr. Mavanza, let's talk about the issue of human rights. You know, he wants this thing to go so that Zimbabweans can begin to enjoy the freedoms that he brought them when he assumed office. I mentioned the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to vote in a free and fair election. But here is the deal. It's not like all these freedoms were eroded because of coronavirus. The fact is that people were being arrested, people were being harassed before coronavirus. What is he talking about?
Okay. I think if you notice, coronavirus has brought some curtailment of some freedoms. That is, freedom of association has been removed because of coronavirus. Freedom of a movement has been curtailed because of the virus. So these are the freedoms we are talking about. Vanhu vari kusungwa or the arrests you are talking about, hakuna ari kusungwa zviri kunze kwemutemo. People are free, and they are even free to an extent of committing an offense. So they must allow the government to be free to arrest them when they commit an offense. So arresting a person has never been a breach of any freedom. It is actually the enforcement of freedom. Because your freedom must start where my freedom ends. So we cannot have the freedoms clash. So in other words, if we are referring to the recent arrest of the three MDC ladies, members, that is the MP and two leaders of the MDC ladies, that they were arrested lawfully and they were taken to court lawfully and they were arrested again for the second time lawfully. And therefore, arrest has not been in prison. They will have to go to court. They will have to explain their case. They will have to come up with their defense. And they've got all the freedom of doing that. It's not like that they are being arrested and sent to prison without trial. So the rule of law is fully followed. And there's no problems there. And the other issue people were raising about lawyers who were arrested yesterday and last week, those lawyers were arrested for criminal offenses, which are not political offenses. So the police should not stop arresting criminals because they are associated with a political party. That would be very wrong.
So, but you don't call people criminals before you prove they are guilty. You are a legal advisor of ZANU-PF and I'm assuming you are a lawyer.
Yeah, so you are not understanding what I've said. If you are arrested for a criminal activity, you are not a criminal until you are convicted. But he has been arrested for a criminal activity. So if you're involved in a criminal activity in the eyes of the law or eyes of the police, you will be arrested for a criminal activity. You can only become a criminal after you have been convicted. So this is what I'm saying. Those lawyers have been engaged in criminal activities, which the police are alleging. That's why they were arrested. It was a criminal activity, not a political activity. And they can only change their titles from being lawyers to criminals after they are convicted.
So allegedly, you haven't proven any guilty yet.
That is the purpose of arrest. We arrest because you are alleged to have committed a crime. And then you are taken to court to prove whether you have committed the crime or not. If it proves that you have not, you will be acquitted, you go back home. If you are proved to be guilty, you will be convicted. And then a sentence will follow after that. So therefore, anybody arrested does not mean that he has been convicted. Arrest is a process of justice. We don't start by coming to an end. We start by the beginning. The beginning is the arrest, then the hearing, which is the trial. Then if the court finds in your favor, you are acquitted. If it finds in the favor of the state, you are convicted. So
Vamavanza, soldiers have been killing people way before coronavirus. Human rights violations have been going on under the ZANU-PF government way before coronavirus. Now you can't suddenly start saying, hey, you know, the coronavirus died free so that my people can enjoy these freedoms that you've been denying people before the coronavirus. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Mr. No, I think you are not understanding neither. I would suggest you are not making sense in the allegations. Soldiers have not been killing people. People died during a demonstration. And it is still...
And they killed themselves.
It is still an issue of contention. Shots were fired. Soldiers
by
fired.
Who? Who has the guns?
Both MDC have got guns. Individuals in Zimbabwe have guns. Soldiers have guns. Police have guns.
You know, that's not true. The MDC does not have any guns. The opposition in Zimbabwe, beat ZAPO, they don't have guns. Zimbabwe is not like South Africa. Zimbabwe is not like South Africa or Mexico. We know who has the guns.
Ms. Ngomo, are you speaking on behalf of the MDC? Or
I'm being impartial and I'm trying to knock common sense into this conversation because we know Zimbabwe is not like South Africa. We don't have guns flowing everywhere. We know it's the military that has guns.
Let me put you to the point of knowledge. Any Zimbabwean who wants a gun can apply for a gun. Job Sikala owns a gun and has an ammunition certificate. He is allowed to have his gun. MDC officers, a number of them have got their own personal guns. They are allowed to have guns, and they've got certificates for that. I'm not a policeman, neither am I a soldier. I have my own gun, which I have a license for it. So it is not true to say Zimbabweans do not have guns. They do. But what we are saying here is on the issue of people dying during the demonstration, that investigation is ongoing. So far, the army had given an official statement to say it was not the soldiers who shot. We'll go by the official statement. We don't go by speculation. So speculation says it's the army.
Okay, we know
the army.
Okay, we know who killed those people, Mr. Mavaza. But please do hold for me as I bring in an MDC official. That's Barbara Tanyanyiwa. Barbara, wakadi yako? Aiwa, tripo edu. Mapinda mchirongwa, I see you've been trying to get onto our platform, but meno connection yenyu. let's dive in. We have ZANU-PF legal advisor, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, from the UK. I know you are also in the UK, and we are talking about President Mnangagwa saying today that coronavirus must, vanish soon so that Zimbabweans can start enjoying the freedoms that his government has brought to them since taking office. He mentioned the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom to vote in a free and fair election. What say you?
It is quite interesting, Mr. Ngomo. I think he's trying to put a good picture of a bad country. Zimbabwe is a bad state in terms of those freedoms that you are talking about. Even before COVID-19, Mr. Ngomo, who doesn't know that those freedoms were not there? So what makes him think the freedoms will be there after the COVID-19 is just the talk of someone who is trying to paint a better picture of a very bad country. Zimbabwe is known all over for human rights violations. So it's not good news to us. It's nothing to write home about, Mr. Ngomo.
And the issue of the three MDC Alliance women, Cecilia Chimbiri, Nesai Marova, and Harare West MP, Joanna Mamombe. We know they were in court today. The state was opposing their bail. They are now being charged with faking their abduction, publishing falsehoods. What do you say to that?
It's nonsense. Those ladies were tortured by the state security. They were abducted. Everyone knows that. So to try and say that whatever they say it's false. Those girls, they say exactly what happened to them, and it's not something that is new. We have some abductions that have happened to before, and the people that were abducted, they share the same stories like those of the trio. So honestly, I think this has gone out of hand, Mr. Nkomo. Our government is heckless. They torture people, and knowing that they've got all the they control the state apparatus. They've got everything in their hands. The people are powerless. We don't have guns. We don't have courts. We don't have police. We don't have the soldiers. So people are suffering, really. To say those girls are taking abduction, it's real upset, you know. We all are like, especially to us ladies and to those men that have daughters. Imagine if it had happened to their daughters. What were they going to say if people now start to say they are faking? How do you take an illness? What were they doing in hospital if they were not armed? Those girls were armed, and they will never change our story. We will continue talking about this, especially as women. We've got rights as women that we are entitled in the Zimbabwean Constitution, and as well African laws, international laws. It's women's stories, women's issues. They are sensitive. You can't play around with women's rights these days. If you are a serious government, you just have to protect your women. If you want people to have faith in you, you just have to see to it that the women's issues are championed. Those women were supposed to be protected. They were taken by the police, and the next thing, they were abducted. So if they can tell us from Bahakatoba, from Barodbook, where did they put them? Because it's the police that took them. So we are not going to bite their story. It's nonsense.
Barbara Tanyanyiwa, MDC Alliance official, please do stay on the line. We also have Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF in the UK, as well as Michael Mdlala and Dwena. All of you, please do stay on the line as I bring in my colleague, Marvelous Marv.
Yes, and Tunga, very interesting debate there. I was listening to you debating with Mr. Masimba Mavaza. Ndomboenda kwavari zvakare ndichibvunza kuti vamavaza tinoona pari zvino hurumende iri kuti iyo vasikana ava vatatu veMDC Alliance vari kumiswa pamberi pedare vachinzi ivo vakataura manyepo. Asi mataura imi muchiti vanhu vanobvumidzwa, uye zvetazwa mutungamiri wenyika vachiti ivo vanoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu sekupinda kwavakaita pautongi muZimbabwe. Asi zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi kuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu here panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Dr. Mavaz.
Thank you. Right. Tete, mukanyatsotarisa zviri kuitika izvi hazvinei neCOVID-19. Pane mhosva yaparwa. Vapara mhosva yekutanga yave yekutyora mutemo weCOVID-19 kuungana vachitabiri zvonga muWarren Park. Vapedza kudaro vakaziva kuti vachasungwa, kwakubva vatsakatika kwakuzobuda vari kumusha kwavo vachitanga tabatwa, tikapambwa, tikabhinywa. Asi havana zita remumwe chete kana munhu waoda kugara akati bhinya hakuna. Mapurisa akati tazvinzwa, taakumboongorora kuti makabhinywa here, makabatwa here. Chamuda ndimuzive ndechekuti kuti mapurisa azovabata kuti makanyeba kuti makabhinywa, it means pane medical evidence inoshuwa kuti there was no penetration and therefore there was no rape. And after that has been done, evidence ya iripo. Saka ndobva vazobatwa kechipiri kuti taakubata nemhosva yekunyebera mapurisa kuti makabhinywa, makapambwa. Kana manzi muri kubatwa nemhosva yekunyebera, hazvinzi makanyeba. Muri kunzi muri kufungidziwa kunzi makanyeba. Saka zuva ravo richasvika ravachapinda mudare, vachiudza dare kuti isi hatisi kunyeba umbo wedu ndeuyu mapurisa achiti isusu takanyeberwa umbo wedu ndeuyu dare roongorora umbo huviri robata ane mhosva neasina saka iko zvine zvavasati vanzi vane mhosva asi vari kupomerwa kupomerwa zvinoti you are being accused is just an accusation.
Thank you there, Dr. Mavaza. Before I go back to Utanyani wa Kengi Nizegue, Ndweni, Mnumzana Michael Mzaza Ndweni, Wenshanganiso, Yaba Pilango Gutengisa, the Vendors and Traders Association, Ekobulawayo. Ungachazisela uZulu Ndweni ukuthi ukuvalwa kwelizwe njengabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa abasebenzayo kulitshiyela isesimeni esinjani?
Njengoba sonke sisazi ukuthi abantu abaningi bebephila abanye bechapha amangcele besiya emazweni esiakhelane lawo khonapha kwingxenye ezwekazi leAfrika iSADC besiyawoda impahla zokuthengisa besiyathengisa impahla ezithize ingcele yasivalwa ke kuthiwa kuzama ukuthi kumiswe ukumiswa kumkhuhlane labantu bengaphumeli izweni kutho ukuthi iningi labantu labesithi ngama-informal cross-border traders babehlangana nobunzima kakhulu ngoba bebephila ngakhona nsuku zonke bebengela okunye abakubambayo kuthekebatshintsheke indlela abasebenza ngabo bacabangeke ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza ukuthi baphile kodwa-ke kube lobunzima kakhulu abanye njalo besazi ukuthi bethengisa khonapha emsika yasivalwa khonapha edolobheni khonapha noma lokuthini bethengisa khona yasivalwa bengasebenzi so abantu abaningi babenobunzima kakhulu ukubabhadala amarendi imali zokuhlala ezindlini ukuthenga ukudla singathi nje inhlanhla kwezikolo bezingavulwanga ngabe zivalwe zozathu zoba nobunzima ukuthi babhadale ama-school fees abanye ukuthi bathole imali yokuthenga imithi sazi ukuthi imithi idura kangaka abantu abaphila emkhuhlane ethize lawo bathela ubunzima obukhulu kakhulu ukuthi baphile abanye abantu babe sebewoda izimpahla zabo kuqala nje lockdown zabole lezindlini ikakhulu-ke ama-perishables abole ezindlini engasaphuma ngathengiswa abantu belezitokho eziningi kakhulu bezithengile abantu bakhala baluzile abantu abaningi abasebethengiswa kuthi uhulumente uzaletha-ke lokho kuthiwa yi-cushioning fund abancedise kwakuthengiswa ukuthi amaviki amabili kuvaliwe ilizwe laphana bazayithola leyo mali lakathesi imali leyo ayikatholakali yikho nje kuthe iviki ephelileyo abantu beqaza ukunikwa kuthiwa ngama-sim cards nalawa enethwana okuthiwa imali khona izangena khona yokuthi imbe ivale ubuhlungu lwaba abahlangane labo for inyanga lezi ezimbili kodwa ubunzima bukhulu kakhulu ntungamili abantu bayadubeka abantu bathwele nzima kodwa njengenhlanganiso asimanga sathi khona nasabe sikhala sikabantu bayadubeka sizamile ukuthi khona nasithi nje wasukule new normal leyi kuyinto esingakwenza imizamo emlutshwane emncane ukuthi sizame ukuthi abantu baphile so sigcina sesicabanga ukuthi engxenye abantu bangaqalisa ukuthi baproduce izinto bazihambise ezitolo so abantu sibafake kumaqembu athize njenge-BVTA kulabantu abathunga impahla esibahlanganisileyo umuntu wayethunga yethu ngethunga iinfomu yethunga isigqoko omunye ethungani sibahlanganisile sawenza amaqembu ukuthi nxade bethunga isigqoko bahlangane bathunga ndawonye bese bethatha abajungileyo bakuse emkambo kuyethengiswa ezitolo abanye ndo besenza imithi enjengeyokugezisa ezindlini imithi yokugeza lokunye okuthize umuntu ebesenza yedwa labo sithe hayi hlangananini njengoba lisenza umsebenzi ongani uyafana libe seliproducer izinto engani zininganyana imizamo yokuthi bengalindi ukuthi uhulumente azawuvule ngoba besengakwazi ukuthi avula nini imsikuthi bathengise abanye kade besenza lokho esithi ngama-cordial juices or ama-drinks nokunye ukudla okuthize labo sibahlanganisile ukuthi baqasa ukuthi basebenze ndawonye bazame ukuthi baproduce ukudla bahambise imkambo bayithengisa esithi ngama-shops nala ama-establishment shops njengenhlanganiso futhi njalo sizame ukuthi singenele singe-technical assistance yokuthi i-branding yazi ukuthi abantu babenzela nje ama-products abo ayinxenye engamithi ama-standards athize sizame ukuthi fanele ukuthi khona ama-products lana abe-standardized acompete with established companies ukuze lawo bathole ingxenye amashopu angabathengela izinto zabo even le marketing ukuthi bakwazi ukubathengise ngoba kathesi umuntu angahamba ayiquthe ekhoneni bekungavunyelwa bese si-introduce-a i-online marketing develop ama application ukuthi abantu bengaza bathengise ku internet lapha beza ku WhatsApp beza bathengise ku Twitter la ku Facebook siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi i ICT literacy kumbe ukusebenzisa internet abantu abaningi bengaka kubani biso imizamo yesizwe abantu bafundise bakwazi ukuthi basebenze internet bafunde ngxenye imizamo ukuthi in the meantime the short term abantu benga survive njengoba sokule mgoqo ukuthi abantu bangasebenzi kodwa njengoba sokuthiwa kuzavulwa engxenye sebeyabuyela bayayithengisa kodwa ke akucacanga ukuthi nxa kuvuliwe leyo registration ichoni kuregistra ngaphi asikho sicaceli kathi ezikhona zakuhamba sifuza eminyango neminyango bekungaba kuhle ukuthi ngabe kuthe kuqeda ukutshela abantu ukuthi sokuvuliwe wabuya kuminister wasechasisa kabanzi ukuthi nxa kuthiwa kuvuliwe kuyabhaliswa kubhaliswane kubhaliswa njani ngaphi kwenziwani konke kugalisa abantu bayabuzana bashaya namakhanda akucacanga so yikho engingakutsho ngiphendula umbuzo wakho.
Thank you, Dave Mnumzana Ndiwele, and please do stay on the line. Those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7, and we are talking coronavirus and the issue of human rights. We have today Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Barbara Tanyanyiwa, Miss Barbara Tanyanyiwa of the MDC Alliance, as well as Michael Mzadla and Dwayne of the Vendors and Traders Association. And Satinda, we are Kwauri, Mav, my co-host, Limbo Vunza, Mr. Tanyanyiwa. Mr. Tanyanyiwa, vamnanga kwava tenda nyika yeChina nekuramba ichitsigira hurumende panyaya yemaPPEs kana kuti zvekushandira pakudzivirira coronavirus. But apana zvavataura nemhosva iri kupomerwa mhuri yavo panyaya yeuori that involves a company Drugs International, which we know was paid $1 million by the government. It's not going to be nakutenda kuti itsvagire inyika maPPEs. There was a storm. Government at first yakaramba kuti pane contract. Then when they were confronted with facts, they cancelled that contract this week. Muri kuzviona sei izvi?
Zvino zvinosumisa misangombo kuti government yatiri kudila nayo wamunangagwa in particular being the head of state vanowanikwa vachipinda mukati meuori hwakadai hunonyatisa kudai hunosanganisira vana vavo zvino zvinonyadzisa zvikuru kuti nguva yeCOVID-19 kune zvimwe zvakawanda zvaifanirwa kuita zvakaitwa vanhu vaifanirwa kunge vachibatsirwa hatina kuzviona kune mari dzakabviswa nenyika dzakawanda dzekubatsira Zimbabwe paCOVID-19 asi chatakaona ndechekuti makurukota anoona nezveutano akawanika vachitoita mhangemutange yekutatura mari iyoyo yakanga yapiwa Zimbabwe tikatarisa kubva kuvaminista kuenda kumapermanent secretaries vese varimo mukati neuori iwohwohwo mwana wamunangagwa tozouya nauyu hanzungu yanga arimo mukati akashandiswa sefrant zvikutongoona kuti nyaya yeuori wamukomo haizi kuzoenda sayakapera ndosinga munocherechedza kuti pakaita vamunangagwa kuu muna 2017 vachipinda vachitanga basa 2018 vakataura kuti ivo vakarwisa corruption vakabvuma kuti corruption ndiyo akanga yauraya nyika yezimbabwe vakabvuma zvekare kuti vachaedza nepavanogona kupedza uori ndosinga chese tinozviziva pavaiti ivo havazi kushungurudza vamugabe asi varida kubvisa nhondi kana kuti varida kubvisa vanhu vane uori vakakomberedza wamugabe asi vananhasi hatisati taona kana mumwe chete zvake akasungwa pane vanhu vese vakataurwa vanga vaine uori asi zvatiri kutoona ndezvekuti muhurumende yamunangagwa matone vanhu vakawandisa Mbisa Mbanya uwori kwa kusundani kama uvumendi ya mdade Tika chansa mkabanga in power for 37 years Mbanya angabu wango pinda kwe less than 3 years Nyazi wajyo zinoto sui samari ziri kukuda Dai changa tine utunga niri kunebasa une anya lewano Dai Zimbabwe mpiri kure sire Kinyaya ya masangu sanctions ya wano chema na ayo Dai kusunda to muta urimezo ayo kuzi Tine zino zakawanda, zino kwa nita kutuwa mari ya kunze. Tine mari zakawanda, zizatiri kupiwa. Zoguti na ita ipa nita kutisichandisa ni masu. Taiwa ni Kazimbabu yedu ishende rambiri. Tika tarisa, huwa hii ya tiri Zimbabwe. Ili kutarisa ni zime nika. Nezi so riari ya rimo. Rimoka ura sisoro kuti. Kandi sei, urumende ichita udaro ne mari. Sirugu biswa marede kwa COVID. Yoko kama kaya wana Twitter ya Malema. Asi Malema asitiki. Ila kuti sirugu itwa. Nene urumende sirugu itwa ne wano wakuta marede COVID. Juno zino suisa. Nae wanivalo wa sungwa. Jadaseka Malema asio nero onesho na kutipasine mbasa. Ukaona so haku uone kwa ne wano walikunze. Kuta wakuti zino zato zino nyatisa. Dai kwa munanga kwa wangu wako na kuita semu tunga miri waka ita kutishino shiru kuitika isu sisaramba shiitika nukuti shiru nazisa semu tunga miri anayu mbore ndeza wanaya ya chipinda mbuzulu shakaya shata kudari mbuzi katino sisi ya pese kutu wanaya munanga kwa chen waka mbarika paka chute perando warikuri kwa kuti wane maariza kwa wanga
Thank you, there, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa. I know Mr. Mavanza wants to respond, but. Let me yield to my co-host, Marv.
Yes, Ntunga, just to give you a heads up, there is some breaking news coming in from Harare. Our stringer has just written here that the bail ruling for the three MDC Alliance ladies is now set for Monday. So they'll be spending the weekend in prison. So today wow. They were not given any bail hearing. They will be spending the whole weekend in prison. So they were actually ushered away in a police vehicle. Saka kunea wachango pa kupinda mchirongwa truku, unauza truku pa kutandera ndeze kuti mazimai matatu MDC Alliance vawani kwa iwo vachinyimwa mukana wakuti kana kutu vawani kwa iwo vachinzi vacha zoudzwa kuti vacha piwa ere mukana wakuti vajise marie chibatiso nemusuwe muvuro. Zvinoreva izvo kuti parizvino vachange vari kutopedza yatingati kupera kwesvondo rinorese vari muchizarira saka ndo zvatanga takatarisa parizvino inhau dzatichangobva kuteerera asi Ntunga ndandiri kunzwapo uchitaura pamusoro penyaya yehori nezvimwe zvakadaro asi regai tiende kuna Mawanza kuna vaMawanza tinzwe vachipindura pane zvanga zviri kutaurwa na amai Tanyanyiwa uyezve nenhau dzatichangobva kutambira kuti madzimai matatu aya vari kuwanikwa ivo vachinzi vawanikwe zvakare vari muchizarira kusvika nemusure muvhuro.
Yebo mava udaba esisanda kulwamukela ludaba lokuthi abasakhulayo beMDC abathathu ekade besemthethwandaba lamhlanje uNesai Maroba, Cecilia Chimbiri, loJoana Mamombe abetheswa icala lokuqamba amanga ukuthi bathunjwa umantshi uthe kumele baphenduke enkantolo ngomvulo ngoba okwenzakale lamhlanje bebacele ukuthi bavunyelwe ukuthi bahlawule imali yesibambiso ibail ukuze bakhululwe kodwa uhulumende ubesala esithi bengakhululwa bazabaleka ngokunjalo if they are spending two nights in prison actually three nights Friday, Saturday, Sunday then Monday baza pindela emthethwandaba sibuye kuwe mnumzana Mavaza we were talking about the issue of corruption when it comes to personal protective equipment. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's family has been implicated in the corruption involving drugs international, and the government at first denied there was such a contract between itself and Drugs International. When they were confronted with empirical evidence, they had to cancel that contract. Several days later, the president has not addressed that issue. Why?
Can you hear me?
I think we are having challenges there with Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, but I'm sure he will try to reconnect with us to answer that very important question. Mav, Vamavaza connection yavo iri kuramba asi. Oh, he's back. Let me try and bring him in. Dr. Mavaza, muri kutinzwa?
Mitankomo, can you hear me? Hello.
I'm sorry, Zimbabwe. Connection with Mr. Mavaza just won't happen there. We'll try and get him on the phone. Mav, maybe munga try regu afonera from there.
Okay, I think also ngatiende kuna amai tanyanyiwa bachiri tuzo kuti vanoona sei zvaitika kudareredzi mhosva uko nengo dzavo nhatu dzinoti idzo muzvare Joana Mamombe, muzvare Cecilia Chimbiri namuzvare Netsai vawanikwa ivo vachinzi vakugara vari muchizarira kusvika nemusi wemuvhuro pavachazoudzwa kuti vachabhadhara here mari yechibatiso kana kuti kwete ndichiedza vamavaza.
Mr. Nyanyiwa, isi zvile lapa tanzwa kuti vana Joana Mamombe hanzi nedare, we know they were in court today for their bail hearing. Mushure mekusungwa kwavo zvekare mari mwezuru, I think vachipomerwa mhosva yekunyepa kuti vakasungwa. Saka nhasi vanga vachikumbira mukana wekubhadhariswa bail kuti vatongwe vachibva kudzimba dzavo, asi hanzi nedare ngavadzoke kucourt nemusi weMonday, meaning vari kurara zvakare mujere nhasi neweekend yese. Muri kuzvitambirawo sei izvi?
Zvino zvinosuwisa wangomo. Wei iri kusungurudzwa nayo vasikana ava inotyisa kuti vangatadza kupa mutongo webheiri zvisinzi vanotiza vachiende bedi. Mapurisa akambokumbira variyeshe yetesi yavo vachiti varida kurizaiza maconditions ebheiri vasarinde mapasipoti avo. Saka vanotiza vachikuti kwavangaenda vasina mapassport ndozvimwe zviri kutikasamadza kuti honestly ina ndinofungidzira kuti vana ava vatakura kwenguva yakareba. Hurumende inofanirwa kudropa macharges evana ava nekuti vana vakatosungurudzwa kudhara ende ndofunga tichaenderwa mberi nekampeni yedu iyo yekuti vana ava havana mhosva kuvashungurudza kwavari kuita. Vari kuda kurukurapo, vari kuda kuisa isiye, vari kuda kushidzira mberi yeZimbabwe kuti vatye zvizhinji zviri kuitika. Vanhu vakatsamwa, saka vari kuda kuramba vachiisa siye muvanhu kuti vanhu vasasimudza musoro, asi ndofunga kuti it's too late kuti vaite izvozvo nokuti vanhu vakatsamwa zvisingaiti. Andiwe muchikodzero chekuti vana ava vakacharamba vachingorara muchitokisi nemaconditions ari muchitokisi munotonhora vana vasati vanyatso kuritavha. Ndinofunga kuti kushungurudzwa kwavakaitwa kwetwo days idzodzo dzavakatambwa ndofunga it was enough for them. Because isusu tinogona kuzvitora sezvinhu zvidiki asi ivo pavairembedzera vaiona kuti zvoshuwa vana ava vakashungurudzwa vana ava vakatambudzwa. Ndinoimba kuti dai Shino zaramba zisa presa yaramba ichiwanda sema wantira ayuripita. Zishiba, shino zume kona kuti, zume kona kuenda nifamu. But, juko na angu kuti, very soon, mchizu wa mna nga gasera, nesho kuti, mwengu dao mitavura wanu, mitavu sosela maraisi ewanu, waki presa, kirubisa ni wanu. Wanewa Amerika waka demonstrate anda lockdown, wachi obseza. My regulations, the lockdown, the maintaining social distance, one is on a mask. But lockdown, I just receive one who exercise the rights are, but got us some pathway. Lockdown, the IT opposition, lockdown, the last one of the one.
Okay, thank you there, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa. And as we wrap up, we'll have 2 minutes remaining on the clock. Mava, over to you. Can you bring in Mr. Mavaza?
Mr. Mavaza. So, Mr. Mavaza, ameno kana mamuru zwa shwa shwa kucha urwa. Ati mongo tipa mafungiro eni mshibimbo.
I have to cut Mr. Mavaza there, but thank you so much because we are now out of time. Would have loved for Mr. Mavaza to continue, but we are now out of time, and would like to thank our guests, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, legal advisor for ZANU-PF in the UK, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, MDC Alliance, as well as Michael Mdlandla Ntweni. Mdlandla, ngiyaxolisa, asisela sikhathi esingakupha sona sokuthi ugqibe uhlelo, kodwa siyabonga ukuthi ube lati kuhlelo mava tasika kumabhumo echirongo.
I want there's no extra time. I'd just like to say have a pleasant weekend. Let's meet again next week. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from home in Washington, D.C.
And I'm yours truly, Ntungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.